Brace yourself for an unpleasant reunion, because this week's Discovery is confronted by bad relationships past. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. In the first four books in the Java Jive series, author Caroline Fartig's feisty heroine Juliet Langley has fought to get a fresh start in Nashville after losing everything back in her hometown. But in the fifth installment, Murder Over Mochas, she's forced to come face to face with the people who ruined her life. The story finds private investigator and coffeehouse manager Juliet confronted by her past when her ex-fiancé Scott shows up at Java Jive to ask for her help. The first time he shows up, she punches him in the nose, something that he probably deserves after he took everything she had, bankrupted her business, and ran off to marry another woman. But when he returns and dies in the cafe, Juliet and her best friend Pete become prime suspects. And with help from Ryder, another man from her past, they set out to clear their names. Now, Juliet may have promised that her switch from amateur sleuth to official private investigator would mean more tedious cases and less dangerous ones, but the dangerous cases just keep finding her. This time, she explores the competitive world of pharmaceutical sales on her quest to prove that someone else killed her ex. To do so, she travels back to her hometown to reconnect with people from her past, while dodging someone who clearly wants her out of the way. Really, though, a big part of the focus is on Juliet's relationships. She's forced to face her ex's betrayal head-on, while also dealing with her feelings for the other men in her life. She's still trying to figure out how she feels about one-time boyfriend Ryder dating her boss. And there's always the will-they-or-won't-they tension with Pete. And as Juliet deals with another unofficial case, her mind is more on what could be the beginning of a new relationship with Pete. But is it worth juggling jobs and guys with this busy sleuth? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. If you're looking for a gripping mystery, this isn't really it. But if you're just looking for some light chick lit with a little bit of mystery thrown in, Murder Over Mochas is a fun, laid-back read. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Murder Over Mochas by Caroline Fartig is 214 cool and caffeinated pages long and is available from Alibi. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.